Earlier, we talked about humility and how the word humility has the same root as the word human. And humility is the truth about what it means to be a human and the truth about who God is. Well, God didn't just make all humans the same. He created them male and female. And He made us in His image and likeness. So when He created Adam, He breathed His spirit into him. And we often hear that we're made in the image and likeness of God, and God is love. God, the Father, gives Himself completely to the Son receives that love, gives Himself completely back to the Father, and the Holy Spirit is that union, that love that exists between the two, a third person. And so when God made you, He put this spirit into your soul that you will desire, and you can only be satisfied when you're pouring yourself out for others. You might be tempted to want to take, can I consume, can I have, but you will not be happy unless you begin to sacrifice. So He put that spirit in you that can be happy when you're poor, that can be happy when you're chaste, that can be happy when you're obedient and you're fulfilled. But He also built that into your bodies. When He created Adam and Eve, He made our bodies different but complementary, different but equal, not the same. Each bringing your own gifts, each having your own weaknesses. There's the complementarity of the sexes. There's the nuptial meaning of the body. You know that your body is created differently from that of a woman. When God made Adam and He saw all these animals, man wasn't satisfied at that point. Pay very close attention to what He says. He sees Eve, who is naked, and He says, "Aha, at last. This one is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." He didn't have to talk to her. He could look at her and see she is different, but she's very similar to me. To this person, I can give myself fully and to give themselves in love. And we can say that that love mirrors the Holy Trinity. When the man gives himself completely to the woman receives and gives back to the man. The fruit of that is a new human being. That complete giving of self can only happen between a man and a woman, regardless of what your desires might be. I should make it very clear from the very beginning, you cannot control who you are attracted to. You cannot control your natural inclinations. All of us, I mentioned that we all have a fallen nature to do things and to go to things that aren't good for us, to try to fill ourselves, fill our lives without giving, without sacrificing, and that is never going to make you happy. This is what love is. True love is sacrificial. True love is willing to sacrifice itself for the sake of the beloved. Every man in this room is made in the image and likeness of God. God became flesh to show us what it is to be a man. So John Paul II had said that God has revealed Himself to man in His humanity as true God and true man. He has revealed to man what it really means to be human. So what does it mean to be a man? This is a man. What does it mean to be in love and to love? This is love. Regardless if you're called to the priesthood, regardless if you're called to single life, regardless if you're married, this is the only way you will be satisfied. Every time you look at the crucifix, yes, you can see how much God loves you. Every time you look at the crucifix, you say, that's what God's calling me to. That's what it means to be a man. We have an image of Padre Pio. He was a priest. He would sit in the confessional for 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. Did it hurt? Did it stink? Yes. But what was he doing? For him, this was his sacrifice. This was his cross. Saint Joseph had to do a lot of difficult things to protect the Virgin Mary and to protect Jesus. He took his family in the middle of the night to Egypt. Was that easy? No. Was he worried that his feet were dirty? Was he worried that he had to walk while Our Lady sat on a donkey or whatever the circumstance was? Maybe, but he was sacrificing of himself for the sake of others. The problem is, again, our enemy is the flesh. It's natural for you to desire a person of the opposite sex. It's natural to have sexual desires, even if they're disordered. Those sexual desires are common to every human, but we do not act on them. I might have a desire to harm somebody in the heat of a passionate moment. I might get so angry I want to hurt that person. Is it the right thing to do? No. What would a man do? He wouldn't hurt them. So Jesus does several things. First, in his public ministry, he stands up for the truth. A real man stands up in the face of adversity. So you're going to encounter many times where things bad are happening. And it's going to be God's will for you, not just to sit in the sidelines and be like, well, it's not happening to me. No, you need to stand up and say, that's not right. Well, you want to fight with me? No, I don't want to fight with you. I'm just letting you know that's not right. And then if you want to, you can pin it on God and say, you don't have a problem with me, you have a problem with God. Get out of here, wise guy. All right, I'll leave, but I'm just telling you the truth. That's what a real man does. Did Jesus get into trouble? Yes. Did Jesus get hurt because he was a man? Yes. You have to be prudent in when the right time to speak up is, but you have to be willing to sacrifice. That's one aspect. But also because we're of the male gender, we need to stand up for women who are of the weaker gender, regardless of what the culture says. The world is saying, to be a man, you have to use women, you have to use others. But is that what being a man is? No. A man does not use others. A man does not abuse others. A man stands up for what is right. A man stands up for what is good. But the world wants to say that men should not be this bold figure. You need to be bold. You need to be confident. That does not mean being rude. That does not mean being insulting. That means standing your ground. That means being complimentary. When you see a young woman, you help her. You're not like, oh, there's a girl. Oh, dear. Okay, yeah, she's of the opposite gender. Compose yourself, stand up straight, and talk to her. Women are hurting for lack of real men. And also women are getting fed a false ideology of what it means to be a woman. The perfect woman was the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was meek. She was absolutely beautiful. She had more talents and gifts than any other person who's ever lived, but she didn't flaunt it. She stole more hearts than any woman who's ever lived, and she did not reveal her body. But the world is saying to women, dominate, be strong, be every bit as good as a man, use your body as you wish, even to ensnare men. And so you have to be careful, but you also have to let women know that you're a man. And you show them that by behaving that way, opening the door for them, being polite to them, loving them, and not being afraid to be vulnerable. Women are the crown jewel of all creation. They have the power and the ability to bear life in their bodies. But it is our responsibility to stand up for them, even when we might not be that strong physically ourselves. And you might say, I'm just a little guy. I'm just this and that. Hey, it doesn't matter how little you are, because you are made in the image and likeness of God. God is with you. You are strong. Now, you're going to find that you're going to be stuck. Maybe you'll get stuck into some sin that is embarrassing, and you might have an addiction. You might even find that you're addicted to something. Either you're addicted to pornography, or you're addicted to whatever sinful abuse problem that you have. Maybe you're addicted to self-abuse or anything. Sometimes God allows those sins to happen to prevent a worse sin. We said earlier that humility was important. Pride is the worst of all the vices. And so if you are stuck in a habit of this and you cannot get out, yes, you need to seek help from friends. You need to seek help from maybe a psychiatrist or psychologist. But sometimes God allows us to be in that circumstance so that we can depend more readily on Him, so that we can beg for help. So if you find yourself stuck in a circumstance where you're in a cycle of sin and you can't stop, humility, 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 humility. Beg, cry, plead with God to give you the grace, let's say, for example, to be chaste, to be pure. Pray the rosary every single day. The sacraments, especially confession, gives you the grace to overcome your vice. But it's not the sacrament of confession alone. They're meant to be taken in unison with the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist strengthens you daily. I go to Mass every single day. And when I miss, I can feel it. If I miss for some good reason too, I can feel it in my soul. I can feel these harder temptations. And then the next day when I make it, I feel like my soul is changed. I can feel that strength. And it's because in the sacraments, God is going to give you the grace necessary to be a man. In prayer, God is going to give you the grace necessary to be a man, especially by praying the Most Holy Rosary. So you have to arm yourselves with prayer, with sacraments, with sacrifices, and you will see that you will be able to overcome many things and you will make a huge change. Now, I have a couple of tips because it's not easy. The devil is going to attack your manhood more than anything else. Why? Because that is who you are. You are inseparably a man. And because that is who you are, the devil desires more than anything else to confuse in you what it means to be a man. So the first tip I have for you, like I mentioned before, I'm going to get all of you an image of a crucifix to put above your beds or wherever the prominent place in your room is. So every day you look at the crucifix and you see, that's what a man is. That's who I need to be today. So when mom and dad say, come and clean the dishes, come and do that, and you're like, I don't want to, you look at that crucifix and you say, I need to do it anyways. So to become more of a man, tip number two, you need to start saying no. You need to say no to yourself, even when it's not important. When's the last time you denied yourself anything? I'm not picking on you, but let's say, for example, you got 3 cups of Gatorade. What if you just had water? Would you die? No. And you would say no to yourself, and that will give you more self-control. How in the world could you possibly say no when a temptation to lust, for example, comes if you always tell yourself yes? Yes, I'm going to sleep in. Yes, I'm going to take a hot shower. Yes, I'm going to play video games. If I'm saying to myself yes, 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 and then this temptation comes along that's far stronger than anything I've ever resisted, I'm just like walking right into that temptation. So it's important that at every meal, you tell yourself no. You don't like onions? Put an onion on your burger. So at every meal, I recommend you eat one thing that you don't like or you don't eat something that you do like. Another way to build up your willpower to say no is to pray the rosary every day. We'll talk about this again tomorrow. But praying the rosary is not fun. It's painful. But Our Lady knows that this is going to kind of cover all of our bases if we just have this one devotion, because you're disciplining yourself, and you're disciplining yourself even more when you kneel down. So our faith, again, is not about what pleases me. For Jesus to go up on that cross, it required a lot of discipline. He didn't cheat and was like, I'll use my God powers to just make this easy on myself. No, when he fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights, he did it in the fullness of his humanity. It's this constant saying no to himself that he was able to, without problem, go to the cross and not scream about it and whine about it, but to embrace his cross on the way up there and not take the temptation to take himself down off of the cross. And so your life is going to be one cross after another, and you have an option. You can say, I don't want the cross, but what you're going to find out is you're going to die one day, and you're going to have an eternity that you're going to have to suffer the consequences for your choices. The devil doesn't want you to be a man, but a real man is humble, a real man loves, and a real man asks for help. And the help that you need, that Jesus came to give you. You cannot do this on your own. You cannot say, I'm going to get out of my addiction. I'm going to be more bold in front of women. I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing. You cannot do it. It's impossible. You can only do those things which require Christian virtue if you have Christ, if you have prayer, if you have the sacraments. I know some of your peers who have graduated, and they don't practice the sacraments as they should. And that's why they're slaves to the world. So you have a choice. God bless you all. Let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord Jesus, you sacrificed all for us. You showed us what it is to really, really be a man and what it is to really love. We ask you to give us the grace, give us the fortitude, give us the dedication to, in little things, start saying no to ourselves. Start saying no to the world, especially saying no to the devil, so that we can say yes to you, so that we can hear your voice and what your plan is for our lives. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.